So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had.
You mean 2 weeks before the election, after taking a day off, Kamala came out of hiding to deliver this 3-minute scripted message, taking zero questions. Because although this is a serious claim, the source of this so-called October surprise is ridiculous. As she's citing this article from The Atlantic, claiming he wanted Hitler's generals, saying that two people heard him say this in a private conversation, but in the very next line in that article, they also report that it's absolutely false and Trump never said this. As others point out how convenient it is that Kelly heard Trump say this, forgot about it for 5 years, but suddenly remembered 2 weeks before the election. But that didn't stop the mainstream media from all reporting on this shocking new revelation in unison, where the corporate media is reaching meme levels of stupidity. So Trump works a shift at McDonald's and Kamala goes into hiding, and the best they could come up in 24 hours is a rehash of he's Hitler. Kamala's collapsing in the polls not because the people don't know how evil they think Trump is, it's because she constantly campaigns on a new way forward while simultaneously saying she would change nothing about the last 4 years. But this is all they have.
Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is.
Which again, is meme levels of political arguments and is basically all they have left. As when Elon Musk became outspoken about supporting Trump, there's now entire articles being written about how he too is the new Hitler. Which goes to show how little they think of their voter base, as there would be a way to sway undecided voters based on Trump's actual actions. He campaigned in 2016 on Drain the Swamp, which he didn't. He had the opportunity to make several popular pardons at the end of his presidency, but he only pardoned some rappers and Democrats. Operation Warp Speed, something he constantly championed that many Americans saw as a failure. And if she thought the voters could decide based on critical thinking, not emotions and fear, that would have been her entire campaign. But no, all she has is 3 minutes of this.
Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascists, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable.
Unhinged and unstable. The Democrats have become the party of projection, as I have no idea what's going on with their nose hair.
Actually, it was in February of 2004. Olives with cream cheese on dark rye.
And within days, she also appears to have these massive mood swings while on stage. When they claim Trump is becoming increasingly unhinged, it's the same way they say Trump is tired and exhausted. Trump is nearly 2 decades older than Kamala, and in one day he did an interview with Howie Carr, worked a shift at McDonald's, did a town hall for over an hour, then went to Pittsburgh to watch an NFL game. And what did Kamala do? She took a day off 2 weeks before the election.
The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want? Thank you.
As this journalist question is in reference to Biden saying this,
we gotta lock him up.
So after carambling for over 3 minutes about how Trump is like a Nazi, they asked her, what about that fascist action your boss is threatening his political opponent with? And she simply walks away. Which again, is just more deflection through projection. They claim Trump is a danger to democracy, while she's already planning on challenging the election results.
We will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
So your team is ready to go, is that what you're saying? Are you thinking about that as a possibility?
Of course.
And never before have we seen the establishment so terrified to lose an election. And the fact that it's over a guy that has 5 kids from 3 different women, a multiple-time felon that got shot in the face, a Donald that worked at McDonald's and also quit his very first shift. His story makes him sound more like a SoundCloud rapper than a president. And if that's the guy that has them terrified, I think the political establishment's control over the people is finally starting to crumble. So if you appreciate my concise, light-hearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality. Hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how Trump's shift at McDonald's actually sealed the election.